Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel básico A2. Convocatoria de junio de 2024.
This test has three tasks. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. You will hear some extracts. For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are two headings you will not need. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the headings. Extract 0.
In our school, it's the morning we're learning singing, like, ah, then afternoon, punch, then kicking. All kind of teacher.
For opera?
Yeah, and all kind of teacher, they come to our school.
How old are you at this point?
Seven?
Seven?
Seven.
And what kind of training? Like, was it very tough training?
Extract number 1.
Where is home for you? Because you've lived everywhere.
Yeah, I don't really have one right now. It's a bit confusing. So I was born in the States, but then went straight over to Argentina, where all of my family is. Then we moved to London, and then I started acting, and I haven't stopped making movies. So I don't have a house yet, but I'm working on that.
Sounds like a great life.
Extract number 2.
That when I was 5, I don't recall it. I don't remember any of this, but so anyway. So I was 5, and I was not invited to both of my parents' birthday, and everyone were there. Like my great grandma was there, like friends, family, everyone. And I went upstairs and no one paid attention.
Extract number 3.
You're from Cuba,
mm-hmm.
but you moved to Spain
yeah.
when you were 18, which I can only imagine must have been quite the culture shock.
Yeah, it was a big one. But I would
say... What were the biggest changes from Cuba to Spain?
Food.
Really?
Yeah, I love eating, like, you know, rice and beans and chicken and everything.
Sure.
But I didn't have candies growing up.
Extract number 4.
And that was a good experience, in a way. You know, I know that a heart attack is a horrible thing, especially if you don't survive it, obviously. Yes. But it could be a good thing. It could be a good thing. And actually, it's one of the best things that ever happened in my life because it taught me so much about myself. It really
did everything did. Become precious to you?
Extract number 5.
Now, your husband, how's he doing? This is
he's great.
He is
he's
French.
He's
France?
Français, oui.
Et oui, français?
Oui, 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 français.
So what language do you guys speak when you're around the house? Do you speak French or English? Or...
Well, we have decided that English is like Switzerland. It's the neutral territory.
Yes, of course.
So you... I don't have all the control. He doesn't have all the control. So we speak in English with very bad accents, both of us.
Extract number 6.
Is he a friend and a rival, or just a rival?
No, no. In the 80s, he was just a rival.
Just a rival.
It was just competition. It was all about who is making bigger movies, who has more definition in their muscles, mm-hmm. who has more box office success, who kills more people, who kills people more creatively.
Extract number 7.
What are your memories and what years were you in Argentina?
I was there from birth up until 6. And then I only learned English when I was 8 because I was convinced that if I didn't speak the language in England, that I would have to go home. But that didn't work out. I had no friends, so I needed to learn the language pretty quickly.
That's very funny. I like that you have a mild...
Extract number 8.
I was working at that time at the National Theatre. We were having a coffee, you know, some of the actors outside, and a guy with a red briefcase arrived, and he was very funny, and he entertained us for like 20 minutes. He'd talk and talk and talk. And so by the end, he stood up, he just looked at me. I got long hair at the time, a moustache, and he said to me, "You got a very romantic face, you should do movies." And I said, "Yeah, sure."
Now, listen again. Extract number 1.
Where is home for you? Because you've lived everywhere.
Yeah, I don't really have one right now. It's a bit confusing. So I was born in the States, but then went straight over to Argentina, where all of my family is. Then we moved to London, and then I started acting, and I haven't stopped making movies. So I don't have a house yet, but I'm working on that.
Sounds like a great life.
Extract number 2.
That when I was 5, I don't recall it. I don't remember any of this, but so anyway. So I was 5, and I was not invited to both of my parents' birthday, and everyone were there. Like my great grandma was there, like friends, family, everyone. And I went upstairs and no one paid attention.
Extract number 3.
You're from Cuba,
mm-hmm.
but you moved to Spain
yeah.
when you were 18, which I can only imagine must have been quite the culture shock.
Yeah, it was a big one, but I would
say... What were the biggest changes from Cuba to Spain?
Food.
Really?
Yeah, I love eating, like, you know, rice and beans and chicken and everything.
Sure.
But I didn't have candies growing up.
Extract number 4.
And that was a good experience, in a way. You know, I know that a heart attack is a horrible thing, especially if you don't survive it, obviously. Yes. But it could be a good thing. It could be a good thing. And actually is one of the best things that ever happened in my life because it taught me so much about myself. It really
did everything did. Become precious to you? Is
Extract number 5.
Now, your husband, how's he doing? This is...
He's great.
He's French.
He's Francais, oui.
Et oui, Francais?
Oui, oui, Francais.
So what language do you guys speak when you're around the house? Do you speak French or English? Or...
Well, we have decided that English is like Switzerland. It's the neutral territory.
Yes, of course.
So I don't have all the control. He doesn't have all the control. So we speak in English with very bad accents, both of us.
Extract number 6.
Is he a friend and a rival or just a rival?
No. In the 80s, he was just a rival.
Just a rival.
It was just competition. It was all about who is making bigger movies, who has more definition in their muscles, mm-hmm. who has more box office success, who kills more people, who kills people more creatively.
Extract number 7.
What are your memories and what years were you in Argentina?
I was there from birth up until 6. And then I only learned English when I was 8 because I was convinced that if I didn't speak the language in England, that I would have to go home. But that didn't work out. I had no friends, so I needed to learn the language pretty quickly.
That's very funny. I like that you have a mild...
Extract number 8.
I was working at that time at the National Theatre. We were having a coffee, you know, some of the actors outside, and a guy with a red briefcase arrived, and he was very funny, and he entertained us for like 20 minutes. He talked and talked and talked. And so by the end, he stood up, he just looked at me. I got long hair at the time, a moustache, and he said to me, "You got a very romantic face. You should do movies." And I said, "Yeah, sure."
This is the end of task 1.